Jack LaLanne once said, "Exercise is king, nutrition is queen. Put them together, and you've got a kingdom. Get ready to have it all." This is the All for One podcast. You're about to get honest, accurate information about training and nutrition to not only achieve your goals, but to go beyond.
Go beyond.
Everything you need to make it to the kingdom. This is the All for One podcast. And now your host, personal trainer and nutrition coach, Aaron Armstrong.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the All for One podcast. This is episode 38, I believe. I'm recording this on a Monday because, you know, I'm trying to be more organized and I'm out here trying to show you that I am as well. I hope everyone has been having an amazing week and enjoyed your weekend that has just passed. We'll go into mine in a little bit, but I just wanted to say what the topic we are going to be talking about today is. It is going to be sweating and being sore, crippling sore, the next day doesn't mean that you've had a good work. This is something that I see all too much online and in the gym occasionally with trainers and clients that are pushing their clients too hard, or people who are pushing themselves too hard to the point that they don't recover properly, and they associate this with being a solid workout. This is not the case at all, and I will explain why in further into the podcast. But coming to talk about myself, because I love talking about myself now, especially that I've been given the opportunity to record something like this, I just cannot shut the fuck up, and I'm okay with that. Turning into a bit of a narcissist, but it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. That's tomorrow's problem. That's another problem for another time. So, my week and my weekend has been pretty good. I had a really productive weekend this week, which was really nice. I ended up doing all the things that I wanted to do, sorting out a cover letter for something that hopefully will work out the way that I want it to work out, and then also organizing meal prepping, which has been honestly life-changing. If you guys don't meal prep and you're fucking yourselves over, let me tell you why. So the one objection I get from people saying, especially doing it on the weekend, is, oh my god, it takes like 2 or 3 hours. Okay, let's assume that it takes on the higher end of 3 hours. Guys, that reduces like 8 or 9 hours throughout the week of you prepping, cooking, and all that sort of thing. You're removing more time throughout your from your week, allowing you to focus on more of the important things that you want to be doing, not having to cook, not having to clean, not having to worry about anything, because everything is meal prep. It has been absolutely life-changing for myself and my partner, and it's been a surprisingly enjoyable experience as well, cooking alongside your partner, learning new different things, teaching each other stuff, and just spending time, that quality time together as well, because that, honestly, that's what it is. It's quality time with somebody else, my partner, and it's just really fun to engage and do this sort of thing every weekend with her, because it's just nice, because people don't get enough time together anyway, so it's just more added time together on the weekend. It's fucking sick. But yeah, this week we cooked spaghetti bowl, teriyaki chicken again, and steak, same as last week. But yeah, it's so good. Everything I've had so far has been so delicious. Obviously, nothing beats a freshly cooked meal or whatever, but to take the inconvenience of making it every single day, this just works best for me, and it would work best for most of you as well. Don't lie through your fucking teeth. If you didn't have to cook every day, you wouldn't. Case closed. We're moving on to the topic. Sweating and being sore doesn't mean you've had a good workout. Now, this is something that has completely flooded over social media and is flooded into the gym industry, and it is something that should be corrected and struck down as soon as possible. So there is a massive misconception that if you are crippling sore the next day, that if you aren't sweating, that if you aren't bleeding, that if you aren't dying while you're working out, you are not having a good workout. This is not the case at all. Before I get into the actual topic, let me explain what I mean by this. So one of my clients I was talking to today, his name is Nikolai, really cool guy. I'm sorry I name dropped you, but this wasn't a question that you asked me. I'm using you as an example, so I'll do what I want, unless you don't want me to. Send me a message. I'm sorry. But he brought up something with me today that I thought was super interesting and was such a good point to bring up on the podcast as well. Is he said before he trained with me, he used to train until failure. He used to push himself as hard as he could, and he felt like he was getting the most out of it. And what he found very, very interesting is when he started working with me to achieve his goals, that the intensity that we trained at was much lower, but the outcome and what we've gotten from training has been significantly higher, more than he's ever seen from his training, which has been incredible to see. So he started with me at 79 kilos. He's a fairly lean guy as well. Like, he has the abs and everything. So it's not like he was skinny and going to be bigger. He wasn't big and he's trying to lose weight or anything. He's trying to put on muscle. And yeah, we went from him training to failure every single session to him training maybe 2 or 3 reps off failure. So still leaving some in the tank. And he, over the last 6 months, he has put on about 5 kilos and he's starting to look fucking amazing. This guy has the most insane upper body I've ever seen. His arms are the size of my fucking legs, which is really cool. But no, that has been a really good epiphany for him to discover within training, and everything else about his training has been a lot better as well, because he's not tired from training, he's not too sore from training, except for when we did deadlifts, because we reintroduced him to him just the other week and he was a little bit sore off that. But yeah, that's a new exercise, man, don't worry about it, it's fine. I'm not contradicting myself. I swear the body takes time to adapt. I'll get into that another time. Yeah, so it's way too often that this is the case for a lot of the people that I talk with or that I meet in the gym, is that they associate this high push, high intensity to failure training, meaning that they're going to get the best possible outcome when it is certainly not the case at all. Their body isn't able to fully recover from, which means their overall performance is going to be down on the other days, especially if they're not fully recovered. And you will see that the muscles aren't going to be able to develop properly, because instead of adapting to the training, they are just recovering from the training. I believe I've talked about this topic before, but it is something that I need to reiterate over and over and over again in order for it to be absorbed into your brain. Now, if you are a newbie in the gym and you come in and you train 1 or 2 days a week, you're going to be cripplingly sore in the gym. And that's just the way it is, because you're a newbie and the body hasn't been doing any sort of those movements at all. So it's a new experience for you. That is totally normal. I'm talking about maybe the 2 or 3 months in, when your body starts to adapt more, you should only be a rating of about a 4 out of 10 soreness the following day after training. And if you are sore on your next training session, yes, you can sore. It is totally, you can train on the day if you are still sore, but you have to lower that intensity, because you don't want to overwhelm the body. You don't want to make it have to recover even more than it already should. And sometimes just going through the movements at a lighter weight, at a lighter intensity, will actually help the body in its recovery process, because you're getting blood and nutrients and all these other things around the muscle in the body, which will ultimately be better for you. So keep that in mind if you are someone who, yeah, trains this way. The next thing is going to be, this often is where people injure themselves and cause joint issues, is because the impact and the intensity that they are training is way too high, that there's so much room for technical breakdown. What technical breakdown is, let's say that someone is doing a bench press with their shoulders pulled back on the bench, and if they are training until absolute failure, this means that their form breaks down and their shoulders fall forward. And what is one of the most common things that you see people complaining about on bench press when they've injured themselves is their shoulders hurt. This is one of the risks that you take when you up that intensity too frequently and too high on through your workouts, is a potential risk to higher injury and joint issues, because if you aren't recovered and you keep training and wearing down your muscles, what is going to compensate? It is going to be your joints. So you're going to have achy elbows, knees, hip, ankles, whatever you can think of. Everything starts to wear and tear once if you don't let the body recover properly. This will be a potential issue that you will find yourself running into. Now, how do you judge when you're kind of going too far, let's say? Well, I like to think that the following day, if I've gone too far, you need to be able to judge the rating of soreness. I know all of you should know what about a 9 or a 10 out of 10 soreness feels like when you train a new muscle, or you have never trained before and you just get into training. If you are that crippled that you have to stretch for 10 minutes before you can even stand up, you've gone way too fucking far. But if you wake up in the morning, you walk around, you bend over and pick something up off the ground, and you feel like a little bit of tension in your legs or in your chest, whatever it is, that is totally fine. But I'm just saying, don't go beyond that. And try and find like a unit of measurement between 1 and 10 to measure how sore you are, to dictate what sort of training intensity you should be doing in the gym. So, another big thing that keeps people roped into this way of training is the short-term success that they see in this. What do I mean by this? Particularly HIIT workouts and cardio workouts, where they're just pushing until they're throwing up every single session. And this is not good at all. So what happens when we train in this high intensity way is our body is not adapted to that way of training. So yes, we burn a lot of energy during that session. And yes, we may lose a bit of body fat or a little bit of body weight in the initial beginning, but the body starts to adapt very, very quickly. Now, if your body is realizing that you are training in an endurance way, it is going to want to hold on to its energy. It is going to want to hold on to its fat a lot more. So it is going to decrease the speed at which you burn energy, which in that medium to long term is going to make you either stand still with the way that you were training, or you can even put on potential body fat, body weight, extra weight that you did not want in the first place, because of how easily adapted people can become to this way of training. And again, to prevent this, what you can do is do proper resistance training, focus on keeping your steps up, focus on good technique, monitoring your RPE and your intensity during the session, and aiming to make sure that you are not crippling sore the next day is always a good way. But the best thing, get in touch with me or a trainer. Any trainer, if you were listening outside of Australia, outside of Queensland, then outside of the Gold Coast, and I'm too far for you, I get it, but I beg you, please go spend a good 2 to 6 months with a trainer, and your training will be incomparably different. You will be in a way better position to hit your goals and to be able to navigate your workouts and your training with even without a trainer. What you could learn in a month, you would be able to learn across 3 or 4 years of your own studying. Like, how is that even comparable? Just go with a fucking trainer and get yourself sorted out so we can both be hitting our goals, and I can take the credit for directing you to go get a trainer. That would be cool. I want to hear from you. Yes, exactly what I want to hear from you guys. In like 2 years, I listened to Aaron's podcast and he told me to go get a trainer and I trained with him for 6 months and it's the best progress I've made in my life. I'm waiting to hear that from all of you because I hope it happens if it hasn't already. So yeah, again, this high intensity workout can just be another addition to unnecessary stress in the life. If you're not enjoying your training, like sitting down watching TV or going out and playing whatever sport that you enjoy playing, you're not going to be able to sustain this way of training. And if your body is in an additional stress state because of this, it is not going to progress the way that you want it to progress as well. Because what do we know? What happens when the body is in a high stress state? Is this. The body, again, will not expend as much energy because it is stressed out. It is not sure on what is going to happen next, so it preserves as much energy. And this is where you can see people putting on extra weight just from being stressed. It's why it's very predominant in females, especially around their periods and everything, as they put on this little bit of extra weight because their hormones are out of whack and they also give into temptations and they become very, very stressed. And yeah, you know, there's plenty of things that we can do to manage that, but I'll get to that in another episode because that's a very good point. Awesome. Yeah, so making sure that your training is an additional stress factor is A, going to make you more consistent at the training, which what have we talked about? Consistency equals better progression. Yes. Yes, it does. And if you are constantly stressed, this is going to affect every other aspect of your day. And I don't want that for you. All I want is for you to be successful with your training. So try and find a way to train that isn't making you super stressed. That is some form of training that you can enjoy and do forever, and then you'll be successful. So this branches into the next point, and the final point of this episode is high intensity, being sore and sweating and everything can affect your mood. If you are overtrained, if you are over fatigued in that manner, you will be in a worse mood than if you come out of a workout decently pushed, but not too far pushed, and feeling energized, feeling accomplished that you did something challenging, feeling elevated because you're not on the floor, you know, walking yourself down the stairs by your hands on the rail. That doesn't really make any sense, but you get what I'm trying to say, is pretty much this. If you are constantly destroying yourself in the gym, that is going to affect yourself throughout the day. It's going to put you in a negative mindset and a negative mood. It's going to make you less productive, which is going to make you feel worse as well. So if you do this, resistance training will make you feel more energized. Another example of this is one of my moms that I train. Her name is Rachel. She is awesome. She's been killing it. She had very low energy when she started training with me. All she knew was classes and kind of cardio-based training, which again, provided that short-term success. So now with resistance training, she has been squatting everything and she has noticed the difference so much that when she falls off training for a week, or she got sick the other week and fell back into her old habits and everything, and could tell that there was a big bridging gap of a difference between how she was feeling before resistance training and how she's feeling now. And she could not believe that it could have that much of an impact on her life. And it bloody well did, because it's such a big thing to think about. And it really does affect your mood as well. Like, if every time I finish training, I'm always super productive. I'm always having a good day. I'm always happy to see people. But if I'm doing cardio and I come out, I do not want to talk to anyone. I'm pissed off at the world for designing something called an assault bike. And I just do not want to deal with any bullshit. So that is pretty much it. And that is what I wanted to talk about today is sweating and being sore doesn't mean you have had a good session. I hope I made clear points for you guys with everything that I've covered today. Let me know if you guys have any questions. Message me at allforone_PT on Instagram. Please start giving me ratings on Spotify here. I would love some ratings. Give me your honest feedback from whatever you want to rate me. And I would just love to see and read it. But you guys have an amazing day. I will talk to you all again on the Friday. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the All for One podcast. It's Aaron's passion to give you honest, accurate information when it comes to training and nutrition. We want you to achieve your goals. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review it. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Instagram at allforone_PT. For questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to allforonept@gmail.com and find us on Facebook at All41PT. We'll leave you with a quote from Gabe Grunwald. It's okay to struggle, but it's not okay to give up on yourself or your dreams.